What about bortezomib studies in the first line?
So the second group of important studies that were presented looked at bortezomib-based regimens. One of them was a combination of bortezomib and dexamethasone versus one of the older induction regimens, or VAD. And this was a study presented by Jean-Luc Harrisseau. It was a study from the French myeloma group, which was a randomized phase 3. And what they were able to show is that bortezomib with dexamethasone had a better overall response rate and, again, a better response quality compared with VAD. The other, I think, notable finding from that study, based on their previous trials looking at single transplant versus double transplant, where it seemed that the patients who benefited most from the second transplant were those who were not in a very good PR or better, what they did was they designed this study so that after induction therapy, every patient got high-dose melphalan with autologous stem cell rescue once, and for those who were not in a very good PR or better, they got a second transplant. What they showed is that because the induction with bortezomib and dexamethasone was better, i.e. there were more patients in a very good PR or CR going into the first transplant, that was maintained after the transplant, which meant that fewer patients required the second transplant if they got bortezomib and dexamethasone as the induction regimen. And again, in my mind, anytime we can show that we can reduce the amount of therapy that we give people and have comparable outcomes or better, that's always a big step forward. The one caution there is that we still do need longer-term follow-up data from that study looking at overall survival to make sure that ultimately those folks do, in fact, do better. But the French and others in many studies have shown that the very good PR and CR patients are the ones who do the best in terms of overall survival. So I think everybody expects that the group that got bortezomib and dexamethasone will not only have a better overall response rate and response quality, but also will have a better time to progression and also a better overall survival. And it should be pointed out from a toxicity perspective that the two arms were fairly well balanced. The VAD tended to give more issues with thrombosis and catheter-related complications and infections. The bortezomib and dexamethasone, there was a little bit more neuropathy. But overall, the rate of grade 3 and 4 toxicities for the two arms was fairly comparable.